I've been studying vaccines for the past 3 years of my life when it came up in my professional life. And my current opinion about vaccinations is that they have never been safe. Never has there been a safe vaccine. Never will there be a safe vaccine. And it is not possible to have a safe vaccine. The actual process of vaccination defies the natural function of the immune system of living beings. It thwarts the immune system into a balance that's very unnatural and that leaves it susceptible to more things than just what you've maybe vaccinated supposedly for. Putting a disease matter into a body combined with all the chemicals and antibiotics and things that the manufacturing companies may not even know about at the time that they're being injected into a muscle, there's no possible way that that can be safe. If indeed it is such a miraculous product, wouldn't we be noticing how miraculous it is? Are they saying that we're just too stupid to notice that this is killing people and maiming people, that we're too stupid to notice that it's miraculous? You know, I think that is a lot of the argument. We're just too stupid to notice how miraculous this is. So to protect everybody, they're going to give it to us anyway. The people that were vaccinated were among the sickest, that many children were dying after smallpox vaccinations, that they were developing terrible ulcerations, beautiful, perfect babies, you know, forced into smallpox vaccines, either dying or developing terrible, terrible diseases. Those of us who actually notice the science is not backing up vaccination, those of us who notice that people are being maimed and killed by vaccinations, those of us who have experienced our own vaccine reactions, are categorically thought to be mad. It's money and it's power. Many of the vaccine enthusiast doctors will parrot the phrase that babies need to be vaccinated when they're young because the take rate is better for the vaccine. Parents are being told to bring their 2 month, 4 month, 6 month old infants in to have them injected with some 24 different disease matter injections, complete with the polysorbate 80 amounts of aluminum that are absolutely unsafe. An infant's immune system develops slowly. That's normal. It's part of the design. They think nature is flawed because they think Mother Nature got it all wrong when designing the immune system of an infant. So why aren't these children all dying? Why are they not extremely vulnerable to disease, more so than the vaccine enthusiasts actually say they are, is because of breast milk. It's because of breast milk from a healthy mother who's eating a good diet. This is the design. The inventors of vaccines have chosen a belief system whereby infants are all born with inadequate immune systems, and that the only way they can be saved from hepatitis B, rotavirus, etc., the infant vaccines, that the only way they can be saved from these diseases is getting vaccines into them as quickly as possible in multiple injections. Young babies have a blunted immune response compared to you or I, and that's one of the reasons why the aluminum is added to the vaccines, is to stimulate that immune response. So what happens when babies are given a vaccine is that this normal non-reactivity of the immune system is abolished. And the non-reactivity then becomes hyper-reactivity, and that's why we're seeing so much asthma, so much reactive airway disease, allergies to peanuts and so on and so forth, latex. It's because of these injections that these young children are getting, not only that have the disease matter in them, but that have provoked the immune system in an unnatural way, shifting the normal balance of non-reactivity into one of hyper-reactivity.